Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 386, we're going to talk about whether or not you should advertise your WordPress web design company. I know that we've talked in, you know, several times throughout the last year about marketing your business, and we specifically want to talk about whether or not you should advertise your web design company. And I'm assuming we're going with paid ads, correct, Tim?
Yeah, that's definitely the thought here. So I'll go and go ahead and jump in and share my opinion. So in my opinion, I think that for most kind of solopreneurs, one person show type of thing, referrals and connections, networking is definitely going to be, you know, your main source of clients. Agencies, you know, you have a much bigger capacity, so you need a lot more volume. So it might be a little different. But I think in general, referrals is the way to go. However, you can't just flip a switch and turn those on like you can with advertising. So I think advertising can definitely be a great supplemental way of getting clients. It's definitely different. You can't just, different than like a product company. With a product company, it's a lot easier because you can, you know, have a short little ad and then drive traffic to a landing page, sell the product, boom, done. But with a more expensive service or a high ticket item, so to speak, selling, you know, a web design, thousands of dollars, it's a lot different. And so you have to keep that in mind. It's not just about getting your name out there. It's about making connections and being memorable and getting your brand out there. And it doesn't happen overnight. You know, you can't just run ads for a month and not get clients and say the ads don't work. You know, it's more of a long-term play opposed to, you know, like a running ads for a product company. Does that make sense, David?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, with a higher price ticket item, like a web design service or even your maintenance service is going to be, you know, $1,500-ish dollars a year or whatnot, that's a significant investment for a business. So, you know, what you're going to, the goal that you're going to use to achieve with these ads is you're going to start building up your pipeline, getting qualified leads and stuff. And that's your long-term goal with the ads. You know, you're still going to have to use the same strategies that you use with nurturing that lead and take them through your pipeline and stuff. But what you're trying to do, what a paid ads can do, like Tim said, as opposed to the referrals long term, is you're trying to find out good, warm leads, who's interested, who's looking, and then you're going to need to set up a qualifying, you know, beyond, you know, the ad when they engage with the ad and stuff. You're going to have your process set in place to qualify the lead, to find out whether or not they're a good lead or not. So I agree. I think definitely if you're new, ads can be a good way to get your name out there, to potentially get some you know, business in the door. The good news is that, you know, there's several different mediums to do this. Obviously, you've got Google, you've got AdWords. That can tend to be a little bit more expensive. The thing about Google AdWords is it's kind of the, you know, you have to forbear with Google AdWords. It can be a little bit more expensive, but you've got to be willing to commit to, you know, a certain amount of time with the ads for them to kick in and stuff. Facebook's less expensive. It's a little bit, you know, more of a social platform and stuff. It's so there's definitely routes you can go and whatnot, but definitely I agree. I think it's when you're a new business, you got to get business somehow. And if you're not out knocking on the doors and you're building websites at home, you need to have a sales staff, quote unquote, you know, trying to help you fill that pipeline, and ads is a good way to do that for your WordPress web design company.
Definitely. And you mentioned Google and Facebook, and you know, if you are going the paid out the paid ad route, you can use them together and have some really good synergy between them. As David mentioned, they're different, where AdWords on Google is, you know, based off of keywords. So someone's going to Google web designer in Austin, Texas. Where Facebook, they're not looking for a web designer, but your ad's going to show up when they're scrolling through their feed. But you can use them together and retarget. So if someone looks on your clicks on your Google ad and goes to your website, well, then you can have a Facebook pixel target them on Facebook, and so that they can continue seeing you and staying top of mind. And so you can use both together. But 100% agree, you got to commit to a budget and an amount of time to stick it out, and not get freaked out if you don't see a return on that investment overnight, because it will not happen overnight. You know, it's going to take, I don't know, what would you say, David, a minimum of 3 months for a campaign like that?
I would say 3 to 6 months is a standard investment that you're going to need to make. And tweaking and perfecting and seeing, you know, doing some A/B testing, seeing what works best, engaging to kind of get the ad dialed in, so to speak, so that you can get the maximum return on it. All right. Well, I think Tim and I are both in agreement. You know, should you advertise for your WordPress web design company? Absolutely. Strategies on how you advertise is going to depend on where you are in your web design journey. Obviously, if you've got lots of referrals, you know, you're not going to need to advertise as much, but you may have goals of, you know, growing into an agency and stuff. So you'll still use that platform and whatnot. You're new, you know, it may be to get some initial clients and leads, as long as you have the budget and stuff. So, well, tomorrow we've got another great topic: what WordPress auto-loaded data is and why you should care. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.